She's a real woman with a real life. She's someone you can relate to. Dawn Newton.
Welcome to the Dawn Newton Podcast. I am your host, Dawn Newton. You know, I love the holidays as much as anybody, but it does get stressful. Even under the best of circumstances, it can leave you feeling very overwhelmed. Stress can take a toll on your body, and you may not even know it. Understanding how stress affects the body is a key step in addressing it. Joining me today is Dr. Michelle Jackson. She is a naturopathic physician here in Bend, Oregon, and she's here to discuss the effects of stress, as well as important and potentially life-saving ways to combat stress and its long-term effects on our health. Joining me in studio, Dr. Michelle Jackson, naturopathic physician here, located in Bend.
Yes.
Full disclosure, she's been my physician forever. You should see the files. We're not joking. Well, I appreciate you coming in.
Of course.
And then today we're talking about stress. And I mean, of course, it's fitting. It's with the holidays, kind of presents that. I mean, in that, it just, even in the best of circumstances, it gets stressful.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know I love holidays and I want to do all the things.
Yeah.
And not so much anybody's putting the pressure on me. It's just what I do to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we have to do this and do that. And I want to go see all the lights and do all the things and see the gingerbread stuff, all the things. And then sometimes you just don't get it in. And then you're so busy, or I am, let me make this about myself, getting so wrapped up in it that you lose the joy.
Mm-hmm.
You lose what the holiday is about.
Yeah, but it's difficult. I think everybody, well, not everybody, but many people put that pressure on themselves, definitely. And sometimes it's fun to think, or one thing you could do, and I think we should all do this on our daily basis of like, yeah, just checking in sometimes when you're running around, like, am I feeling my feet on the ground? Like, what am I actually, where am I in this moment?
Am I snapping at the people in the store?
Right.
Like not holding the door for anybody.
Yes.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, and that's just it too. And then also, I think one thing that I've learned is just, how do I want this holiday to be?
Mm-hmm.
Do I want to try and get all the things in? Do we just want to chill? What does everybody else want to
yes.
do? So sometimes doing uh-huh. a family meeting helps. Like,
yes.
what do we want this to look like?
Yes.
And where do we want to spend our time, our money, our energy? Do we just want to chill? Because you don't have to do anything.
Right.
It's like, how do you want to look back on it?
Right. Yeah, that's interesting. I've never done like that family meeting thing, but I've had a couple patients mention that recently that they were like, hey, we just kind of sat down together and said, what do you like about the holidays, or what tradition do you like? And they were shocked at how many things that they could let go, that people were like, oh, we don't care about this or that. And I think that's actually a really something people could do and they could streamline.
And the baking.
Yeah.
And we have to bake this and bake that. Well, you know, I don't feel like baking this year, but here's the recipe.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, you were telling me that earlier.
Why don't you, let's share the traditions.
Right. Well, I was asking my kids, they're not kids, they're young men. Usually I'd make all these different kinds of cookies because I like baking, but I was asking them, I'm like, hey, if you could have one cookie, what would it be? They all said the same thing. So guess what? There's going to be one cookie and that'll cut down on my baking time.
Well, that's just because we don't necessarily think about it.
Right.
We don't think to ask. We just kind of to kind of stop and reevaluate how we are ownership in that. I think that's really one of the things is what part am I playing in this stress that is it self-induced? I mean, Lord knows there's enough out there that we're dipping and dodging and diving from that contributes to things that are really out of our control.
Absolutely.
But when talking about stress, I mean, the more I think stress is stress. I mean, even the little stressors that maybe even during the holidays, if you've already got some things going on that could be the straw.
Mm-hmm.
The cherry on top, the whatever that kind of maybe put your health over the edge and something might happen.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about acute stress versus mm-hmm. chronic stress, what is the difference?
Sure. So our bodies don't know the difference between acute and chronic stress. And it's really like most people will realize the adrenal glands, which are these little glands above your kidneys. They think about stress. So my adrenals are stressed, but it's really your brain. What happens is if you perceive something as stressful, muscle, your brain. It's actually called the hypothalamus pituitary adrenal axis, or HPA axis. Your hypothalamus says, oh, there's a stressful event, tells your pituitary to tell the adrenals to make cortisol, mainly. And it's really like the same reaction of what your body needs to do from running from a tiger, which is the same reaction as what your body needs to do to, oh, I have to wrap all these Christmas presents. So what happens is your cortisol gets released, then glucose goes out into your bloodstream, because if you were fleeing from the tiger, your muscles would need that glucose. But if you're wrapping Christmas gifts, unless you're doing a marathon of it, you know, you don't need all this extra glucose in your bloodstream. And that extra glucose in your bloodstream is fine for short-term stress. But what happens is this stress of just perceived stress, thinking about it, it keeps that blood sugar up, and your body doesn't need that. And over time, this is where like insulin resistance comes in. Like, your insulin is the hormone that takes sugar out of the bloodstream and puts it into your cells for storage. But if you've got high glucose because you've got high cortisol, you'll eventually get high insulin, and nothing is able to work the way it should be over a long period of time. That's how things like diabetes start. So unfortunately, the physiological response to stress is the same if it's an immediate life-threatening stress, as well as just a perceived mental stress.
When we talk about like chronic stress, and we start seeing the adverse effects on our body, What kind of a time frame is that? If you've been under stress longer than this, or is there a time frame immeasurable to that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It kind of depends. Like, obviously, this holiday time can ramp it up. But honestly, in our society, and I'm guilty of it too, there's a lot of chronic stress happening all the time. So it's not like, oh, the 2 weeks of extra holiday stress is going to, I'll get diabetes from that. But it might have some after effects. Like, we were talking about this before. During the hot, like right now when I'm seeing patients, people might tell me like, oh, I'm feeling more anxious or having trouble sleeping. But it's usually after the holidays that people just kind of, they crash. They almost are having more, you know, more issues at that point.
So the effect on the immune system.
Yes.
Because your body's been fighting to keep you going. And yeah. Then now that everything's kind of settled down, your body's like, all right.
Yeah.
We're giving you a timeout.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether
you want to or not. Right.
The body has a way of doing that.
Well, and that's one thing too, like cortisol, again, which is the main hormone that you release with stress, it lowers your immune system. It's an anti-inflammatory, I should say. So like, say you get injured and you release cortisol and you want to decrease that inflammation just to that little site of an injury. That's great. But long-term, you know, chronic cortisol is going to cause low-grade inflammation for a long period of time, suppress your immune system. So again, like, this short-term stress is great. It keeps, you know, could keep us alive, but it's this long-term that we're just not adapted to.
And sometimes we don't realize that we are in long-term stress.
Yeah, right.
You know, that's the part, whether it's, you know, maybe it's a relationship, maybe somebody's health is failing and it's been a long-term illness type of thing, or moving. I mean, there's just so many things that go through finance, job. I mean, there's a lot of things that we just don't realize that is taking a toll.
Yeah.
Because we're just getting through it.
Right.
But being mindful of that. I mean, and also how it affects our hormones, our endocrine system, obviously we talk about the immune system when you've just been running too hard and too long, not getting sleep, maybe eating the sugar just to keep yourself going, because that's usually what the body craves.
Yeah.
Maybe a little too many adult libations.
Right. Exactly.
To help numb some of the holiday stress. And I mean, I get it, you know, when the in-laws and outlaws start coming over and all the demands, but it's like, even then, that's something to look at. Like, how do we reevaluate that?
Right.
What if we don't participate in some things? Finish that sentence, because sometimes we're like, oh, if I don't do this. And it's like, well, what if you don't do that?
Right.
Honestly, finish the sentence.
Yeah.
What is that going to look like?
Right. What's really going to happen here?
And if anything, it's probably going to put a spotlight on some things to reevaluate and adjust. You'd be like, oh.
Yes, that is true. I was just listening to the other day, or maybe I was doing podcast or some continuing education, but I forget what it's called, but they have this test. They put people in these situations and they measure their cortisol. Like they try to stress them out in order to measure different bodily responses. And one thing they were testing is what foods affect the cortisol production the most. And what they were saying was the people who ate sugar right before this test, their cortisol response was much higher than people who had fats or protein. So even though that's like a little trick sometimes I'll tell people, like, even though I don't want to say you can't have sugar and indulge in the holidays, but be like, okay, let me be mindful of, let me try to eat like I normally do or have some protein before you go to that holiday party. Yeah, there's just sometimes just being mindful, almost planning a little bit of what you're going to do for right. these different events.
Well, and I think the education piece is so important, realizing what it's doing to your body.
Yeah.
I mean, and even like the digestive system, that I know that is something when I get stressed, I can feel it in my stomach where it's like acid stomach. And it's like, well, wait, what's, then it makes me go, well, wait, what's going on?
Yeah. And it's good too that you, well, somewhat good that you get that digestive issue. Like not everybody does. Like when we eat foods that maybe are causing inflammation in our gut, usually our gastrointestinal tract will be the first area that happens. Like it causes inflammation. And some people then will get that gut pain and GI pain, but that doesn't, some people don't, but it doesn't mean that that inflammation isn't affecting them. It can go throughout the body, and people will sometimes complain about, oh yeah, I'm getting more joint aches and pains or rashes, and that all starts in the gut, in the GI tract with the stress response.
That's the body is trying to talk to you.
Yeah.
Hello, yes. Can we talk? Yeah. Do you see this rash? There's a, like, I'm trying to tell you something.
Yeah, knock it off.
And sometimes we ignore it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I don't have time for this. I'll put some ointment on it.
Right.
Put a lid on a boiling pot.
Yep.
That's really what we're doing.
Yes.
I mean, let me just say, it's taken me working with Michelle for 20 some odd years to get to this point where she'll be like, Dawn, what's going on?
Right.
You know, there's the headaches. There's the, even reproductive system can be impacted by it.
Absolutely.
And of course, the cardiovascular, which is the blood pressure.
Yeah.
And the chest pains and all of that stuff.
Right. I mean, again, going back to that original, like when we're under stress, our body physiologically is like, hey, we got to run from the tiger. We got to speed up the heart rate. You know, blood pressure goes up. But literally just because you're stressed because Uncle Joe has different political views than you do.
Oh, God.
That your body's actually going to react the same way as if it's got to run. And that's not good long term.
So, yeah, those family functions, if that's the situation, not only do you put the cell phone in the basket, but your political stuff in the basket. Just don't.
Yeah.
It's not allowed.
Don't go there.
And then there's going to be the money jar that if you do bring it up, it's going to be like,
oh, I love this idea.
It's not
going to
be a buck. Time is going to be $50. Like, really make it hurt.
Right. I love that. And the other thing you can think about is you don't pick and choose. I mean, if you really are unhappy at these, hate to say it, but even these family events or like a party event, you don't have to go. You can say no. It's okay.
And that's one thing, too, I think. I don't know what I was hearing. Something on some internet thing talking about that it's okay to start your own family traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, when you start having kids, especially when you start having kids, when you have to, okay, kids, hurry up and open your stuff, and then we're gonna go run to here and here, here and here. And it's like, that's not,
no,
just reevaluating that. And hopefully, and that's when I think maybe that's a thing to make note of, is those family members that are supportive and understanding, and the ones that aren't, just make a note of that. Maybe go a little deeper with that,
right?
And be curious about realizing that it's your holiday too,
right? And if you can't get away, I recently had a family member visit that was really going to be stressful for me, so my husband and my kids that are home too, we talked about it and like just came up with some coping skill, some things for me, because I was the main person. And we came up with just that my I was going to be able to go to work for a while, which really just meant that I could leave the home for a while. But for me, just having that, knowing that I was going to be able to escape, got me through it. So that might be something for, say, people have to go to a holiday party. Like, hey, is there a signal? Or if you see me talking to this person
a
too long.
Exactly.
Come over. That can be helpful.
No, because you and I have talked and we both have some of those situations in our families where it's kind of like we do a little huddle. rehearsal.
Yeah.
Before we go in. Okay, team, let's, whether maybe I'm a little anxious about it, or my husband is, or whoever is, it's like, okay, how can I support you?
Yes.
What can we do?
Yep.
And can you cover for me? Can you, you know, what's our code? How long do we want to stay here?
Yep.
And then if it's going okay, we want to stay a little longer. I mean, it helps so much, because then you're both going in really as a team.
Yes.
And you're looking out for each other.
Right.
Because sometimes we can, and we used to do that. We could walk in having two separate experiences.
Uh-huh.
And we're both like in our own little head having whatever meltdown we're having because so-and-so said this, or we have to, you know how it is.
Right.
Do a team huddle.
Yeah.
And then just be there for each other.
Yeah.
And try to find some humor in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you know uncle this or aunt that or cousin this is going to pull whatever that they always pull, you know, when you start seeing it happen, we just kind of laugh and look at each other like, oh, here we go.
Here we go. Yeah. The other trick I'll tell patients to do when they're really getting worked up about family gatherings, I'm like, pretend you're watching a movie. It's that little bit of that distance of like, you don't have to be right in it. Just
be an observer.
Exactly.
It's really interesting when you, and that's kind of that self-awareness that we talk about, and being grounded and actually, you know, taking control.
Yes.
In the best way that you can, so that you're taking care of yourself. I mean, that is really what self-care is.
Yeah. Well, and I think we all do this, but there's so much like anticipatory stress. Like I think people start thinking about, oh, this could go wrong or this. And if you can catch yourself doing that, realize that's not actually happening. And, you know, you're stressing about something that hasn't even happened, may not happen. But that is one thing that causes that stress response. There's this acronym. It's called NUTS, NUTS. It's when people have a perceived stress that's causing that stress response that I was talking about. And the big things are anything that's new will cause this cortisol stress response. Unpredictable, obviously, will cause that. A threat, if you're, you know, physically threatened, again, by that tiger I was talking about. But if your beliefs or, you know, personal ideas are being threatened, and then, or the sense of loss of control, you know, is what will really stress us out or cause that stress response too.
I think one of the main things, the takeaway of this conversation too, is how much us as an individual taking ownership in your own stress.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I said, we can, it's everywhere around us. I mean, we don't even have to.
Right.
It's just right there.
Yes.
Everything is just so reactive and emotional and, you know, but we can control ourselves, and that's really all we have control over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some tips I would say that can help. I mean, sleep, you know, getting enough sleep during this holiday season, and there'll be obviously days and nights that you're up a lot later, but so much of our body processes are on a circadian rhythm. So, you know, and cortisol, again, is a big, naturally, will be high in the morning, low at night. And there's so many of our body processes that follow that cortisol rhythm. So when you can, like trying to go to bed around the same time, you know, most nights, and getting up in the morning around the same time, keeping that schedule during this holiday time can be, your body just feels better. And lately I've really been doing some research about how getting sunlight, getting outside in the sunlight in the morning really, really sets your circadian rhythms for the day of like, oh, it's time to wake up and my metabolism should be up and awake. Yeah, like you're not going to be able to control all of the stress, but doing things like proper sleep, exercise, moderate exercise, just even walking, even though it's a little bit of a stressor on our body, it helps us deal with these bigger stressors.
Supplementation, yep. Is there supplementation that you recommend? I know vitamin D seems to be a big one.
Yeah, in general. And here in Oregon or Central Oregon, well, Oregon in general, because of our latitude. Yeah, most people are really low in vitamin D. Like, that's one of the things, like, you can supplement with vitamin D, but since it is a fat-soluble vitamin, you really should test it, because you can you could take too much vitamin D. And the problem with that is it stores in your body and it blocks the other fat-soluble vitamins, which are A, E, and K, from being absorbed. But with that said, it's an easy test, and most people need some vitamin D. It helps with your immune system and the sleep-wake cycle and those kind of things. But as for, people often ask, because this is just our society, oh, can I just take a whole bunch of, you know, an herb or a vitamin and I'll be,
yeah. We'd all love that pill.
Right? Exactly. We just all need that pill. I mean, there are some and things that can, in general, help your adrenal system. Things like maca root, rhodiola. And it's funny, a lot of these herbs they're grown in areas that live in really harsh climates themselves. They're usually like the roots. So I'm always like, oh, it's like the tough part of the plant. But it's interesting. I don't know if you've noticed this too. There's ways that I've been seeing, they're called adaptogens. They're herbs that just kind of help you withstand a stressor. And I've noticed them in different things more. Like there's teas and coffees and like bubbly drinks that now advertise that there's some rhodiola or ginkgo in there. And traditionally these were used more as teas, but not everybody drinks tea anymore. So it's interesting. So those kind of herbs wouldn't hurt. Or I have people that are having trouble sleeping. I was like, well, it wouldn't. You can do some melatonin or some GABA support. There's over-the-counter things that you can do.
I think turning off your phone, turning off those devices,
yeah.
Turning off the screens.
And that's hard.
I mean, just...
That is hard. I'm guilty.
Oh, yeah. And just turn it off so you don't have to hear the ding or the ping,
right,
or the whatever or the vibrate. Just turn it. Just test yourself.
Yeah.
Just like when we go up to the mountain, well, it's almost better up there, too. You can still get cell service.
Yeah.
But it's like, I love going up there because nobody can find me.
Yeah.
Embrace that part. Nobody can find me.
Right.
Maybe even seeking help from a mental health practitioner to help through that. Because, I mean, I remember, you know, when my dad passed, and this was clear back in 98, just those anniversaries, those holidays, and just because he was such a part of that. And then these holidays put a spotlight on who's missing.
Yeah.
And the memories and the anniversaries and all the things. So you're not meant to go it alone.
Right. Yeah. And I think realizing that, like, our body does, I feel like, really store certain memories. Like, I remember talking with a patient recently. She's like, in December, she's like, my anxiety just goes through the roof. And it wasn't holidays. It was early December. And just asking her, well, what happened in December? And then her realizing there was this really traumatic event for her when she was a lot younger. But she's like, that's such a light bulb for me. She just realized, like, that it gets triggered, whether it's the light or whatever. But our body remembers these things. So if there are things that you can try to figure out, like, hey, this happens to be a tough time for me and around this time of year, and just give yourself some grace.
I think that's kind of a form of like little PTSD, something that's not been healed or talked about. And that's not, and the thing is too, is like all of these things that you could be doing or the things that we're doing that's causing self-induced stress
right,
doesn't make us a bad person.
Right.
And it's not like we're trying to do a pile on, like, oh, here's some more things for you to do that you're just like, I remember it's like, oh, it's just one more thing I'm going to fail at, or one more thing I got to do that I don't have time to do, and just let me get through the hall. You know, you start lashing out.
Right. Exactly. Like, I would love to be like, oh, everybody should do yoga every day and breathing every day and exercise every day and eat well. Well, that sounds overwhelming. But if you can catch yourself that, oh, I'm feeling stressed right now, and even take a breath, it's amazing how much that can reset. One thing that I do, and I've probably done this for the last 2 years now, speaking of our phones, they can be helpful. I have a reminder on my phone at 3 o'clock. I think it's probably been, we've been together when it's gone off. It's my gratitude alarm. And every day at 3 o'clock that goes off, and I just try to think of a couple things that I'm grateful for. It's something that now my brain is a little bit more triggered.
It's just that little pivot. Even if you just step outside, especially when it's cold like it is, and just like, don't put a coat on, just go stand outside. Mm-hmm. First of all, you're gonna be like, oh my God.
It's cold.
It's cold. And then just take some really big, deep breaths. I mean, it's not hard to do.
Yeah.
You know, and then you can run back in.
Right.
But just challenge yourself to kind of pivot as best you can.
Right.
You know, just throw yourself, especially if you're stressed behind your desk, if you can get outside, just, I don't know, just to the mailbox.
Right.
Just go out to your car. I don't, whatever it is, it doesn't have to be some big extravagant thing.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be this perfect sitting meditation. And you don't have to tell anybody what you're doing.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, the whole thing is a relationship with self.
Yeah.
And how much can we own and how much, because you do have, we do have a lot more power than we realize. Because everybody likes to think that they want you to think you don't have power because you got to do all the things.
Yeah.
And I think also laughing or even crying.
Yes.
Let it out.
Yes.
Go find something silly. Turn on the music loud. Do whatever. Mm-hmm. Find those funny movies. Just your nervous system will thank you.
Yes, exactly. And even I mean, we all harp on our phones. They can be a problem. But even like I've found myself, okay, I'm like, I have to work. Say I've got like 4 hours of work. Setting my phone alarm for an hour, and then when that goes off, I'm stopping for a minute, like you said, and going outside or just taking some deep breaths, and it's you're more productive that way. The other thing I think for the holidays, for some people, not everybody's like this, but is planning. Because again, we were talking about our brain starts making that cortisol and all that stuff when we feel like we're not in control. If you're a planner and trying to get things done ahead of time, if that relieves the stress for later, that can be helpful for people, like just planning things out and trying to get whatever they can done ahead of time, or delegating.
Delegating is huge.
Yeah.
It's,
unless that causes you more stress.
Because you're like, oh, they're not going to do it right.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's
who cares?
Okay.
Exactly.
We don't care.
Yes.
That's the whole point, is like, it's not about being perfect.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and accept your imperfections. And no, it's not going to look like the Instagram photo. It never does.
Yes.
That's all that matters.
Right. Was it fun doing making it? Did you, like you said, laugh and release serotonin and dopamine? Well, that's the whole point.
And then be curious where that, you know, that big stick that we use on ourselves, like, where does that come from?
Mm.
So that's some things, that's some luggage to unpack sometimes.
Yes.
We're like, save that for after the new year.
Right. And to go back, I mean, we're talking about all these little things, but people, you know, if you really are struggling with depression or anxiety, and a lot of times I see it after the holidays, what is really nice about, there are so many more options now to like get help with, you know, places like online or BetterHelp, or, you know, a lot of the local counselors, they're booked. Like, it's really hard to see someone in person. And I'm just grateful that there are options for people to get help, sometimes, you know, easier. So not all this, I mean, if you're really struggling, people need to get, you know, more talk therapy help.
Well, and especially if you have any family members or friends that you can just sit and just ask the, how are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And what can I do to help?
Yeah.
So you don't feel alone, because I think that happens during the holidays too.
Yeah.
You know, and we talk about the chronic versus acute, mm-hmm. and then the effects on the system. I mean, weight changes mm-hmm. are stress related at times, and then digestive issues, the cardiovascular. If we're concerned about that, or maybe that's already been something that's been mentioned from our physician, or mm-hmm. that you're noticing it, is there anything that we should be doing during the holidays? Maybe check back in with your physician, get a blood pressure cuff for at home, or things like that maybe we can be monitoring ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, the blood pressure cuff is actually, that's a great idea, because you can do that at home. And if someone's going to monitor their blood pressure on their own, I tell them, like, try to do it same time of day. Your blood pressure, I forget the how much, but it can go up quite a bit, like after having caffeine. So, you know, it's like, okay, if you're going to take your blood pressure, do it. Always take it away from caffeine, just say, for example. So, like, same time of day, same arm, keep that consistent versus you could have some big fluctuations. So that's something that could be helpful. Yeah, I think after the first of the year, people often are thinking like, oh, I'm going to do my New Year's resolutions. But that's a good time to go in and check in with your physician or do some blood work, because there can be some changes in, like I was mentioning, your glucose or your inflammatory markers that would be helpful to get a bead on at that point in order to maybe come up with a plan for the upcoming year. But we're not going to avoid stress completely during the holidays. So that's where those simple things of staying hydrated. You know, I often recommend, if someone's going to have a drink, make sure, you know, try to drink for every drink, like whether it's wine or cocktail, have a glass of water, equal amount of glass of water, or water with electrolytes. That can be very helpful. And of course you're going to have sweets and everything else, but if you can try to continue on your diet 80% of the time, that's helpful.
Moderation.
Yeah.
Sometimes we look at the holidays as a license to just eat.
Yes.
Kind of like when we were pregnant.
Camping. Camping, you can eat. That's an excuse to eat whatever. But
I mean,
right.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have it down by any means.
Me either.
But I have had things that are stress-induced that have affected my health.
Mm-hmm.
Or I've had to sit back and go, okay, what do I need to change? How do I make this stop?
Yeah.
Because I don't like it.
Right.
So, you know, there is that piece of it because I think that's one of the frustrating things is that when our body does give out or send a very stern
message.
Sometimes we just get going. I mean, I certainly don't feel that I'm the type that I want to compete against anybody who's more stressed.
Oh,
because there are people like that they thrive on. Oh my God, I'm so stressed. I'm not that person, but I do like to just keep going. I like to do things and make things, but it's like you got to slow down a little bit, you know. So that's that talk with self.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because at the end of the day, you only have you. Like the person that you were saying, like, oh, I'm so busy. Do what they think really matter. No, you know, it's really how you are.
Is it going to be remembered?
Yeah.
Is it really a thing? I mean, starting traditions. I mean, that what really matters. And I think that's really the family meeting, the meeting with yourself.
Yeah.
Like really what's really important.
Yeah. And what's really going on. Like I said, this whole like perseverating about what could happen or that's actually not going on right now. Mm-hmm. And you're instigating this stress response for something that's fictitious. And it does have physiological effects.
We get stuck in that what if.
Yeah.
And then we just stop right there.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like, and I think it was my son that said, finish the sentence. Or somebody said that to me. Well, what if I can't make it up Misery Trail?
Yeah.
And he's like, well, what if you can't?
Yeah.
We'll just go back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. Well, might be a little embarrassed, but okay.
Yeah. Like, oh, you raised such a good kid.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, finish the sentence. Because I think that, well, what if it doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what if someone else was unable to do whatever, make the cookies or do the things or show up, you'd probably be pretty forgiving or understanding. So why don't we do that to ourselves?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. It's right.
Like, we never have it dialed in, but we can sure try.
Yep. Exactly.
And be forgiving of ourselves.
Exactly. And I do feel like, as you were like, hey, what can we do during the holidays? And again, I think it's, we're not going to eliminate the stress. So it's trying to keep to some regular routines when we can. That's just helpful. You know, exercise, eating, sleeping, the best that you can. But it might be after the holidays that you're seeing things change. And that might be the time that you need it. Like you said, you know, is that a good time to see your physician? Yeah, maybe, you know.
Just to check in.
Mm-hmm.
So we did have a question.
Yeah.
Rachel had posted on Instagram. I don't know if you're listening, Rachel, but I'll make sure that we get this
to
you.
Hi, Rachel.
She was like, what do you do? She has two under, I think under three, four. And they're very, during the holidays, that have lots of emotions.
Oh.
You know, when you got the littles.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing, Rachel and listeners. Michelle has four boys.
They're older now, but...
But you had four under seven.
Yes.
So I was like, oh, well, we're talking this. During the holidays, the kids do get... They get so excited, especially the littles.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much going on, and they can pick up on everyone else's energy. You know, and everybody's so excited, and the lights, and the this, and oh my gosh, be good. And the song Santa Claus is Coming to Town was enough for me to stay in line. Now we have Elf on the Shelf and all these other things that are going on.
Yes.
And I was like, I just needed that song.
Yeah.
And I was good.
Right.
In the list.
Yeah. Right. You can't be on the naughty list.
I didn't need anything more than that to keep me
in line.
But now it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
And that seems to be a competition.
Mm-hmm.
So as a parent who had four under seven at one time, you know, and just what you see, what's your advice to, you know, our younger parents with the littles? Because it does get overwhelming.
Well, it's probably one of the most difficult things to do as a mom. I mean, ask for help. I don't know if Rachel has somebody that she can be like, can someone just, you know, watch the boys for even a half an hour, you know, even if she just goes and does some quiet time herself or to run an errand. I don't know how old they are, and this might not be realistic.
She has a son and a daughter.
Okay. When they're old enough to help a little bit, I mean, they and might not be at that point in order, you know, might make it more work for her. But if any times there's anything that you can have the kids, you know, help with, that can occupy them, and it could, you know, it could help you. But also routines for them. Make sure they get outside every day and get that energy out. Make sure most of the time they're keeping to their sleep regime and, you know, yeah, trying to feed them regular as they happen. And this doesn't pertain to kids. Oh, I want to say that I don't want to forget about this. Kids as much, but like I'll have patients be, you know, they're worried about holiday party. You know, they don't want to overeat, so they starve during the day. Well, that, you know, so that they can, you know, they can indulge at these parties. That's just going to wreak havoc on your system. You're going to be low blood sugar, which is stressing out your body. And then, you know, you're going to get high blood sugar from the sweets or whatever. So again, just, you know, trying to eat as you normally do is a better strategy. So keeping the kids on kind of their same schedule.
Well, I think too, how we just mentioned, because even when your boys were younger, when my kids, we didn't have all the handheld devices and the screens and all the things that the kids have now.
Mm-hmm.
I never handed my kid my phone to be entertained.
Right.
Watch videos and I'm not dogging on anybody, but we just, that wasn't the thing then.
Right.
But I think also, you know, how we say as adults to unplug.
Yeah.
Turn it off. Is maybe do that for the kiddos too. I mean, and not just, let's just not talk about Santa today.
Yeah.
Let's just not
focus on that.
Yeah. Let's just go. I don't know. I mean, we have so many things here in Bend, the High Desert Museum,
right?
The river, go take a walk.
Yeah. I don't know if the train guy still comes to the,
I think he is actually.
To the library. Oh my gosh. My boys would love that.
Just something that's not holiday.
Yeah.
And not in a Scrooge way, but just like, let's just take a break. Let's just give ourselves a time out from it.
Right.
And let's maybe recalibrate.
Yeah. Oh, I like that idea. And honestly, at times you want to give the kids their electronics in order to give yourself a few minutes to finish.
Oh, gosh. Well,
so there's no shame in that. We're not saying that.
Right.
But right.
Because we didn't have the electronics, but we had the JCPenney catalog.
Yeah, exactly.
And we handed them that catalog and a Sharpie.
Yeah.
Those kids, we wouldn't hear from them for hours.
Yeah, they were good.
Yes.
Yep. So oh, yeah. Yeah, you were couldn't wait for that catalog.
That was our screen.
Yeah.
And then all the Christmas shows, you know, and then, so no, there was other things that we had. You know, it's not about being perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would say, too, I honestly don't do a lot of social media, but sometimes I'll be like, hey, take a break from that. So you're not comparing just not comparing. And
oh, yeah, that's the other piece is the perfect little family photos and the perfect little tree.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah.
Now, who's got that?
No.
I
don't.
It's really not true. I think there should be, maybe it should be contest of like, like, this is what my house really looks like.
Go ahead and make the mess. It's okay. Have fun with the kids. Get the glitter all over. It'll vacuum up.
Right.
It'll be fine.
Right.
And those are the memories.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I bet if you asked your kids, too, if you asked them, like, what's one of your memories? They're going to see something off the wall that had nothing to do with what you worked so hard to do.
So just, and just be self-aware and just ask yourself, what am I doing to contribute to my own stress?
Yep.
And not to beat yourself up.
Nope.
But to like.
Is this really happening, or am I just thinking that this is going to happen and getting myself all in a tizzy?
Because here's the thing: if you don't have your health, you can't do any of this Christmas stuff anyway.
Yeah,
because you're going to be too wiped out or injured, or something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you really want to keep that going, that train going, you need to kind of maybe reevaluate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's an ongoing process.
Yeah.
So we're just about out of time.
Oh.
But you're going to be back in January.
Yes.
Not necessarily a new year, new you, because I think that's ridiculous.
Right.
Just talking about health and nutrition and the GLP-1s and supplementation and what that's doing, because that has taken, you know, the social media and what the media has done with things like that, where like the GLP-1s have really, if you really do your research, there is a lot of benefits to it.
Yeah.
And it's not just a weight loss.
Yeah. And I really want to explain that a little bit more because, that is a peptide that our body has, but to understand that more and because they can be beneficial.
So we'll be posting that on social media. I'll be posted on, we haven't set a date yet. I'll make sure I post it on my website, Michelle's site.
Yep.
So in case you have any questions that you want to ask the doctor. Dr. J.
Yeah. And my boys don't ask any questions. Who knows what they'll put out there.
That's all right. We can. It's my show, and yeah. we'll edit as needed.
I love it.
Yeah, those Jackson boys.
Oh, that's funny.
Michelle, thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
And
it's
hopefully
always fun.
This, it was a good takeaway, yeah. you know, just to maybe reevaluate. It's like I said, it's not about being perfect. We're not meaning to add to your stress by any yeah. means, but it does when you do kind of stop and reevaluate. It does get a little stressful because then you're like, oh God,
and you're not doing anything. And then yeah, don't use that to beat yourself up. Like you're not doing anything wrong.
It's about being just your best self for mm-hmm. for you and yep. then for your family. Hey, thanks for listening to the Dawn Newton Podcast, and a special thank you to my guest, Dr. Michelle Jackson, joining us today talking about ways to combat stress, not only during the holidays, but the rest of the year as well. For more information about Dr. Jackson, you can visit her website, drjacksonnd.com, and be sure and check out my website, dawnnewton.com. The Dawn Newton Podcast is written, produced, and hosted by Dawn Newton.